Good morning.
早上好。
I think it's been 3 years since we were here the last time.
从我到现在跟你们待在一起的话，已经有三年多的时间。
I see several people that I recognize, and several faces I don't recognize.
我看见几个我认识的，有些人我不认识。
But greetings and thank you for allowing us to come and to share what God is doing.
向大家问好，然后谢谢大家能够欢迎我们来这里讲道，来分享。
And thanks to my wonderful sister-in-law.
谢谢我的那个就是这个叫什么？
Everyone is telling me what good things she says about us.
Okay.
I'm so glad to see the youth come in.
我很高兴看到今天看到年轻人今天在我们当中。
Because if there's one thing that I would express, it was it's so much fun to serve Jesus.
因为我有一点想要跟大家特别讲的，就是说来服侍耶稣是多么的快乐，多么的 fun, 多么的有趣。
I'm 62 years old.
我今年62岁。
And I really didn't start to serve Jesus until I was about 40 years old.
我只等到我40岁的时候才开始来服侍耶稣。
And so the last 20 years of my life have been the most exciting and the most fulfilling.
在过去的这20年当中是我最兴奋的一段经历。
It's just really become alive in me that the kingdom of God is real and that Jesus is alive.
让我们看到说神的国是真实的，是就是真实的存在的。
And so it's just so exciting to be in Afghanistan and to see what God is doing there.
真的是很高兴，就是看到我们在阿富汗看到神是怎么样在那里工作。
And it's such a privilege to be a part of it.
是何等的特权能够成为这当中的一部分的工作。
Because it's not about how good we are or how much we know, but it's all about him.
因为这实在不是我们知道什么我们多好，而是真正的是都是为了他自己。
So as I saw the last song that you sang, the praying army.
当我听到最后一首歌就是祷告大军。
So they asked me for a sermon today, and so it's really about a praying army.
今天大家请我来做这个就是讲道的话，其实真的是关于祷告。
And then they asked me for what hymns to sing, and I said, "Well, I don't know any hymns."
他问我说有什么那个赞美诗，我说我不知道有什么样的赞美诗。
So I thank God just confirmed it by whoever picks out the hymns, picked out the hymns that really fit what I want to say.
所以很感谢神，不管是谁今天选了这首歌，实在是再次证实我所今天所要讲的就是祷告。
I was telling Ohwa a story this morning about God's provision, so I want to tell that again, and then I'll start in with what I have planned.
我今天早上跟欧华分享了一个，就是神是怎么样的供应我们。那我现在先讲一下，然后我就继续的讲道。
God is so faithful to provide everything that we need.
神是这样的信实，他为我们提供了所有我们需要的。
But sometimes it's really scary.
但是有的时候呢是非常令人可怕。
It was 2 years ago that we lost all of our income.
在两年前我们失去了所有一切的就是收入。
And I did not even tell my wife that we lost our income.
我都没有告诉我的太太就是我们已经失去了所有的收入。
So I'd get up in the morning and I would seek the Lord.
那早上起来我就来寻求神。
And I'd say, Oh God, Oh God, Oh God, what am I going to do?
他说神啊神啊神啊我该做什么呢
I don't even want to tell Eugene that we don't have any income now.
我都不想告诉欧静我们没有一点点收入。
And he spoke to me and he said, I'll take care of you.
神对我说我会照顾你。
And within 2 or 3 days, money came in from people that we did not even know.
然后几天以后的话神就是钱就是从不同的地方我们真的都不知道的地方来了。
It was actually even a little bit more than our income was.
还比我们的以前的收入要多一点。
And then it came in the month after that, and the month after that.
然后每一个月以后，几个月以后，一直的在这样的进来。
And all that we did was get on our knees and seek the Lord.
我们所做的就是在跪在神的面前来祷告。
So His provision is there.
所以他的信实，他的供应在那里。
And His faithfulness is there.
他的信实在那里。
And so I mean, especially to the youth, I say, just step out and follow the Lord.
所以我今天要跟大家讲的就是爬出去来跟从主。
He's going to test everything that he tells you.
他会证实他向你所讲的每一句话。
But at the end, the reward is going to be so great.
但是在最后的时候，他的赏赐是这么大。
And so fulfilling.
这样的有成就感。
And you'll have your own story to tell people.
你就会有你自己的故事告诉别人。
About the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord.
关于他的好，他的良善，他的美好。
You won't just be telling them the stories that the Bible says or the stories that mom and dad said. You'll have your own story.
那你就不会只是说、哦、圣经上是这么说的这个故事，或者我的爸爸妈妈是这么讲，你就会有你自己的故事来告诉其他人。
So God is faithful.
所以神是信实的。
And he will provide everything that we ever need.
神会提供给我们所有一切的需要。
Sometimes he doesn't give us our exactly what we want, though.
有时候他不会给我们我们想要的。
But sometimes we have a little thought comes in our head, and we think, "Oh, I would like to have this painting, or I would like to have this chair," and we think, "Oh, I can't afford it."
有时候我们会有想到说，我想要这个凳子或者是这样东西，但是我买不起。
And it's not important anyway.
但是对我们来说，也许这根本不是最重要的。
And then all of a sudden, a week or 2 weeks later, somebody will come by and will give you that chair, or you will see it that someone is throwing it out, and they give it to you.And it's just the faithfulness of God to give you what's not important.
但是有时，但是过了几天以后呢，有一个人也许就过来就把这张凳子送给你，就能够证实神的信实。尽管是对一些不重要的事情，他还是照看我们。
But just because you had a fleeting thought, and He loves us so much, He gives us some of these things.
有的时候这些想念只是一个就这样的过去的一个想法，但是神这样的爱我们，他是注意到我们这样的一个想法。
Actually, what I want to do this morning, I'm going to tell some stories of what the Lord has done in Afghanistan in the last year.
我想今天早上我跟大家分享一下，在去年，在以前的段时间，在阿富汗神是做了些什么。
And we'll read a few scriptures.
我们读些经文。
And I actually want to challenge you.
我想给大家挑战。
To become a part of whatever God is doing in your life and in.The lives of the church, the lives of the city around you.
我想挑战大家在参与到神在我们生命当中，在教会当中，在这个城市里面所做的事。
Amen. So if we could just read this verse again in Joshua 1.
我们再读一遍这个约书亚记第一章。
Verse 14 and 15.
14到15。14到15节。
Go ahead, Oh, I'll read it.
OK. 你们的妻子、孩子和牲畜都可以留在约旦河东摩西所给你们的地，但你们中间一切大能的勇士都要带着兵器在你们的弟兄面前过去帮助他们。等到耶和华使你们的弟兄像你们一样得享平安，并且得着耶和华你们神所赐他们为业之地，那时才可以所得之地承受为业，就是耶和华的仆人摩西在约旦河东向日出之地所赐给你们的。
We know the story. This is where the two and a half tribes did not want to move into the promised land.
我们知道这个故事就是关于以色列十二支派当中两个半支派当时呢不愿意过约旦河到约旦河以西来承受为业之地。
And they wanted to stay where they already were in the land that they possessed.
他们就愿意待在这个约旦河东。
And God said, "Yes, you can, but you need to go with your brothers across the Jordan and help them fight."
他说是你可以去，但是呢，你们要跟你们的弟兄一起去到约旦河去打过，跟他们一起得这为业之地。
In fact, in another scripture, they're told to go in front.
在其他的一些经文当中说，让他们要在这之前，跟他们的弟兄之前。
So they would actually be where most of the fighting was.
所以他会跟他们一切的这些勇士们一起打仗。
So instead of staying at their homes and taking it easy, they had to go in front and actually to fight the battles for their brothers.
所以他们不会就待在后方，就是非常享受的这样的生活，而是要跟他们弟兄一起作战。
And we know that our battle is not against flesh and blood.
我们知道说我们的征战不是跟属血气的来征战。
But it's against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness in high places.
我们的这个是跟天空属灵的权力来征战。
And so what the church needs worldwide is people that will get on their knees and fight.
在整个的教会当中，在整个的全世界的教会当中，我们需要人来跪到地上来向神祈求。
And through this fighting by prayer, they bring the kingdom of God down.
通过这样征战的祷告，神的国能够降临。
And none of us are exempt from this.
我们没有一个人是不可以在这当中有份的。
Actually, if we read in history, we will see that history belongs to the intercessors.
历史让我们看到说历史是属于为神祷告的人。
It's the people that got on their knees before God that changed history.
当神的子民跪在地上向神祷告的时候就改变了历史。
This is what brought the Berlin Wall down.
这就是为什么把那个柏林的墙能够盖下来。
This is what brought revival in China.
这就是使得中国的复兴能够开始。
And this is what is bringing the revival in the Middle East now.
也是关于这现在是中东的这个复兴的开始。
So, this just a little bit about this last year.
就是关于一点点告诉大家过去年的这一年。
We did several training modules.
我们做了一些不同的就是训练。培训。
We had one modular that was about August of last year.
有一个培训呢是去年八月份。
And this man came to it that had been saved about 2 years.
有一个人呢他进来了他已经得救两年。
And he was blind in his right eye.
他有一只眼是瞎的。
And so he came and he told us how he came to know Jesus.
他来了告诉我们知道他怎么样来相信耶稣。
And basically he had been a refugee in Germany and he had been introduced to the faith while he was in Germany.
他是在德国就是被介绍能够传道听到福音。
He was walking down the street and there was a sign, you're welcome to come for afternoon tea.
他说有就过了一个地方上面说请你进来欢迎你进来吃下午茶。
So he talked to the man that was outside sweeping the driveway and sweeping the sidewalk off.
他就碰到一个人在那里正好在就是台阶上扫地。
And this man, yes, you're welcome to come.
他说是的欢迎你进来。
So the next day he came to the afternoon tea and he found out that this man he had talked to was the pastor of the church.
他就第二天呢他就来了来喝下午茶发现说这个扫地的人呢就是这个教会的牧师。
And this was the first thing that impressed him was that the pastor of the church was outside sweeping the sidewalk.
他对他来说第一个印象就是这个教会的牧师在外面扫台阶扫那个 sidewalk 人行道。
This would never happen in Islam. A mullah would never do a servant's work.
他说就是在伊斯兰教当中的话就是伊斯兰的神父呢绝对神就是教父的话从来不可能去扫台阶或者是扫人行道。
So he kept going to this church and drinking tea and eating cookies and playing chess with the pastor.
所以他就一直来到这个教会呢喝茶然后吃那个饼干然后跟这个牧师下棋。
He eventually left and he went back to Afghanistan and he got married.
然后呢他就回到阿富汗然后结婚了。
His wife was struggling with severe depression.
他的太太呢就是有很深的忧郁症。
They would put her in the hospital every week for 1 or 2 days because the depression was so bad.
他太太呢，就是每个礼拜呢都要进到医院里住一两天，因为他的那个抑郁症非常的严重。
His eye that was blind became so infected that he had to go to the doctor.
他的那个眼睛呢，就是那个瞎的眼睛呢，这个就是炎症特别厉害，所以他要去医院。
And an American doctor told him, "We have to remove your eye." Or you're going to die from the infection.
然后那个美国医生就跟他说，我们一定要把这个眼球给摘除，否则的话你就因为这个炎症会要死亡。
So he went outside of the hospital and he said, "Oh God."
然后他就到医院外面呢，他就说，哦神啊。
He said, "Will you heal my eye because I don't want to be ugly and have my eye removed?"
他说能不能医治我的眼睛，因为我真的不想因为的眼球摘除，让我显得很丑陋。
So God healed his eye and the infection was gone, but he was still blind.
所以神听了他的祷告使他的眼睛得医治炎症去除了但是他还是瞎眼的。
So he came to the Lord.
所以他就再到神面前。
His wife came to the Lord and was healed from her depression.
然后他的太太也来认识神。
And so they came to our training last August.
所以去年八月份的话就来到我们的这个培训当中。
And we just taught them the basic foundations of the faith.
我们就告诉他们这个最重要的基要的真理。
Who is God? Why are you born again? Who is the Trinity?
谁是神？你为什么会重生？什么是三位一体的真神？
And then why are you baptized?
为什么你受洗了？
So we took them to our house and we have a little children's swimming pool and we baptized them in the children's swimming pool.
所以我们就把他带到我们家里面，我们有个小小的孩子的游泳池，就让那个他们在那个小小的孩子的游泳池里面让他受洗。
And then after we baptized them, their little daughter, 8 or 9 years old, she came up and she said, I want to be baptized.
然后他们有一个小女孩八到九岁，她说我也想来受洗。
So we thought, well, what do you know? You don't know anything.
她说你知道什么呢？你什么都不知道呢还。
So we said, why do you want to be baptized?
她说你为什么要受洗？
And this little girl said, because of what Jesus has done for my family.
她说因为耶稣为我的一家所做的事，我要受洗。
You know,That one sentence alone makes it worth being in that country.
这句话的整个的一句话的含义能够代替了我们所有在我们在这个阿富汗的整个的价值。
Because of what Jesus has done for my family.
因为耶稣为我家所成就的大事。
So then we had the father. He baptized his daughter.
所以我们让这个父亲来给他的女儿受洗，施洗。
And then after this he came to us and he said,I want to be married again.
他说我要再结一次婚。
And I said, well, why do you want to be married?
我为什么要再结婚呢？
He said, because when you're married in Islam, you have to walk under the Quran, and I want to break that curse off of my family.
他说因为当我在那个就是结婚的时候呢，我要经过那个可兰经，我想去除那样的诅咒。
And so we said, okay, and we did a Christian ceremony for
所以我们说好吧，那我们就为他们举行了一个基督信仰的一个婚礼。
This is all their idea. It wasn't my idea to tell them that they needed to do this.
这不是我的主意，是他们自己的主意。
So then he went back to his town in the north of the country.
然后他就回到他的就是家乡，就是北部的阿富汗。
His group started to grow.
他的这个群体就开始长大。
There was a high school girl, 16 years old, came to his store and said, will you pray for my mom?
有一个高中生，就是16岁的高中生女孩，就到她的那个她的房子说，你能不能为我的母亲祷告？
And she was a follower of Jesus for 3 years.
她已经是就是跟从主三年。
Secretly.
秘密的跟从神。
So he prayed for the mom.
然后她就为妈妈祷告。
And the next morning, the mother who had been paralyzed for 2 years woke up and she said, oh, my body feels different today.
然后她那个祷告了以后，第二天以后，她妈妈那个瘫痪了两年的，她说的我的身体今天觉得不一样了。
So she got up out of bed and she started walking and then she was dancing and then the whole family was dancing in the room.
然后她就开始从床上下来，然后就跳舞，然后他们整个的家庭都在那里开始跳舞。
And mom says, wow, what happened to me? Did somebody pray for me?
她说哇，发生什么事了？有人为我祷告了吗？
Because she had been to all the mullahs and all of the, what we would call, witch doctors and all of the regular doctors, and they said, there's no cure for you. You're paralyzed.
她去过所有的伊斯兰的那个就是神父，然后还有所有的那个巫医，就是治不好。
So daughter says, yes, yes, I went to this man's store and we prayed for you in the name of Jesus.
她说这个女儿就说是的，我到了这个人的这个小商店里面去，我们为你因耶稣基督的名向神祷告。
And so she said, well, this Jesus I want to serve.
她说那么这个耶稣的话我也要服侍他。
So this entire family came to the Lord.
所以这整个的一个家庭也归向了神。
And so in November,This family came down to where we're living, and we did a week and a half of training with them.
然后11月份的时候，有一个家庭来到我们当中，我们做了大概一个半星期的那个培训。
You know, these people are so poor that even they don't have money to travel across the city or across the nation to come, and we have to pay for their travel expenses and their hotel rooms and everything.
这些人呢非常的贫穷，他们没有旅费，所以我们付了他们的旅费和他们的旅馆钱。
And so she came to the training.
他们就来这个啊、姐妹就来到我们的 training， 我们的培训当中。
And we basically teach them the same thing, just the basic foundation of what it is to follow Jesus.
我们就把最基要的，就是关于跟随耶稣的这个基要的真理告诉了他们。
And so, on Thanksgiving of last year, we had a baptism.
所以在去年感恩节的时候，我们又有一个洗礼。
And there was one man there, he was the only believer in his family, and then there was this woman and her children were there.
然后有一个 男人他是一个信，他还有一个孩子。
And so we baptized the man, and then the women, they baptized the women.
然后呢我们施洗了、给这个男人受洗了，然后、妇女给那个姐妹施洗。
Because it's not culturally acceptable for the men and the women to be together.
因为在这个整个的文化当中，男女不能够在一起。
And so I asked, I said, how long have you waited to be baptized?
他说我，你等受洗要等了多久呢？
And the 16-year-old girl said, I've waited 3 years to be baptized.
他说我等了三年。
It's amazing.
非常的奇妙，震惊。
One of our main leaders in the Afghan church there waited 2 years. He looked for a Bible.Before he found one.
我们有一个、就是阿富汗的一个 领袖，他等了两年才等到一本圣经。
It was probably like this in China years ago.
也许在很多年以前，在中国也是这样。
So now I forgot my thought.
现在我忘了我的那什么想法。
So, anyway, Eugene went up and she baptized this woman that was paralyzed.
然后欧锦就是到这个前面为这个姐妹瘫痪的姐妹祷告。
In the bathtub.
在那个岛、浴室浴缸里面。
It was a real cold day, and the water was warm, so we were trying to do the baptisms as fast as possible.
非常的冷，但是那个水是热的，我们就很快的来施洗。
So this woman, she sets up after she's baptized, and she lifts her hands to heaven.
然后这个、妇女她就把手，她施洗以后，她就把手举向天空。
And she just says, Father, Father, Father,
父啊，父啊。
And my wife will tell you that everyone was crying.
她说我的太太可以告诉你当时每一个人都流泪。
You know, sometimes we don't understand all of this deep theology, but we know who our father is.
很多的时候我们不知道，也许我们不是特别清楚我们的、神学，但是我们知道我们的父亲是谁。
And she knew what he had done for her life.
她这位姐妹知道说她的父亲为她在她的生命当中成就了什么。
So then the little daughter, I think she's 6 or 7 years old,She said she wanted to be baptized.
然后有一个六到七岁的一个小女孩，她说她也要受洗。
So then we asked, well, why do you want to be baptized? Because we wanted to make sure she understands.
我说，我们就问她说，你为什么要受洗？因为我们需要受洗的人都明白他们受洗的真理。
So she just sits down and starts taking her shoes and her socks off, and Eugene says, well, this is good enough.
然后她就把那个她的鞋子、袜子都脱了，然后欧锦说，不错，挺好的。
So they baptized the daughter.
我们就为这个女孩祷受洗。
You know, sometimes our teaching actually gets in the way from what God is doing.
有的时候我们的教导会跟神所要做的不一致。
This young girl had a relationship with Jesus, but theologically, she couldn't explain everything to you.
她这个小女孩跟神有很亲密的关系，但是在神学上她不能够完全解释。
So this was Thanksgiving Day, and it was a wonderful day and a joyful celebration for us.
这是一个感恩节，这是对我们来说是一个非常喜乐的一个庆祝的日子。
And then, is that Friday, Saturday? Then the very next day, our friends were murdered.
然后最后，那就是马上第啊隔着第一天呢，我们的朋友就被啊杀害了。
Yeah. Oh, that's 2 days later. Yeah.
两天以后，我们的朋友被杀害了。
So I'm going to read a scripture in Revelation chapter 12. 我们
再来看一下那个启示录第十二章。
Was it verse 11?
Eleven.
Yeah. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life to the death. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and for you who dwell in them, woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great wrath, having great anger, having great rage, knowing that he has a short time.
启示录十二章十一节到十二节，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命，所以诸天和其中住在其中的都快乐吧，只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到他们那里去了。
In English the word is rage. He came down raging on the earth.
在英文的里面的话是这个气愤愤的话，就是说暴怒，非常的暴怒地下到你们那里去了。
We know that Satan only comes to kill, steal and destroy.
我们知道说撒旦的就是来杀害、毁坏、掳掠。
Because he knows his time is short.
因为他知道自己的时候不多了。
So as I tell all these wonderful stories on the one end, that we see the magnificence and the deliverance and salvation of the Lord.
当我在讲这一方面的关于神的拯救啊，他的荣耀的这一侧的故事的时候。
On the other side, we're in a great battle with the enemy.
在这同时，我们也跟这个魔鬼撒旦在有一个很大的一个征战。
And this is why that we really need to be a praying army.
所以因此我们要成为祷告的大军。
There's no doubt in my mind that myself and our family and other friends of ours are only alive because of the prayers of the saints.
在我的脑海里面当中也没有一点点的疑惑，就是今天我和我的太太还有我们的孩子还有我们的宣教士我们的朋友们能够存活是因为诸圣徒的祷告。
And so anyway, the next that Saturday, 2 days after the baptism,
所以在两天以后，在我们的这个就是洗礼之后两天。
We were training this family again.
我们又在服侍这个家庭。
And we heard this big bomb blast about a half a mile away.
我们听到就是半英里之外呢，有一个这么大的一个爆炸声。
So the first thing you do is you try to find out where your family is, and then you try to find out where your friends are.
所以第一件像你听到这样的一个大爆炸的声音的时候，第一件事呢，你就想知道说你的家庭在哪里，然后再次呢，就想到说你的朋友们都好不好。
So I got on the phone and I called and Eugene and the kids, they're fine. And then I started calling friends and that lived in the direction of the bomb blast.
然后呢，我就给欧金打电话，然后他们跟孩子都好，然后我就跟我的朋友们，因为他们就住在那个离那个大爆炸声音很近的地方。
So and.I was able to get hold of everyone except for one brother.
我就每一个人都能打到电话，就是有一个弟兄没打到。
So I had this funny feeling in my stomach, so I just left a message on his phone.
然后呢，我就这个肚子里面就觉得真的是很不舒服，那我就在他的电话上面留了一个音。
And it was about an hour or 2 hours later that we heard that it was this brother that was murdered.
然后一个小时或者两个小时以后，我们听到说就是这个弟兄被杀害了。
And his two teenage children.
他的两个就是青少年的孩子。
The Taliban had jumped over the fence at his house, which is two and a half meters high.
然后那个塔利班呢，就跨过他们的那个就是栅栏，大概有两米多高的栅栏。
And set off a bomb in his house, and then murdered him and his children.
扔了一个炸弹，然后呢，就把他和他的孩子们都杀害了。
And then they just sat there in the front yard waiting for more people to come.
然后他们塔利班呢，就坐在他们的那个门口呢，就是等更多的人来。
So when I found out who it was, then I called Eugene and I said, "You need to come to the office."
然后我就给欧金打电话说，你赶快到办公室来。
So I told her to come in the office, and I told her it was Werner that was killed.
然后我就告诉他说 Werner 这个弟兄被杀害了。
Actually I said the attack is at Werner's house because we didn't know that he was dead yet.
其实在那时候我是告诉他说这个攻击呢是在 Werner 的家，因为当时我们还不知道他们已经被杀害。
And then we called the people all over the world that we knew were real prayer warriors and asked them to pray.
所以我们就给全世界的所有的信徒打就是联系，让他们为他们祷告，为我们祷告。
And then one of the Afghan brothers that we know, he came to our house and he said, "Jim, you and your family, you need to leave immediately because you're next. They're going to kill you."
然后就有一个阿富汗的弟兄就到我们当中说 Jim 你和你的家庭马上就要离开因为你知道你们是下一个要被杀害的
And so this other American family that works with us they just left immediately
然后有另外一个跟我们一起工作的一个美国的夫妻呢家庭他们就很马上就离开了
So Jean, she said no, she wanted to teach a little bit. So, Jean, she taught a little bit on persecution in China, and we had the Lord's Supper.
然后欧锦说我不要，他就要继续教导一些就是关于在中国的迫害的一些讲座。然后呢，我们就有一个圣餐。
And the tracer bullets are flying over our office then.
Say it again.
Tracer bullets. Bullets are flying over the office.
子弹呢，就是飞过我们的这个就是办公室。的那个楼
So then we left and we went and we stayed at another Chinese family's house.
所以我们呢就离开了，我们就到另外一个就是中国人的家庭来就是信徒当中来住了一个晚上。
And then we learned that our friends were dead, and we went to their house actually.
然后呢，我们就这个时候确切的知道我们的朋友已经去世了，所以我们就到了他的家。
And then we Later that night, we went back to the Chinese friend's house and stayed there the night.
然后我们又没回家，我们就又回到我们中国的弟兄姐妹的家，然后又住了一个晚上。
Yeah, the next morning, old Jean went to the where the fighting was.
然后第二天呢，欧锦就跑到 Verna 的，就是那个爆炸的家，被攻击的家。
And she met the widow, and she walked through the house with the widow.
她碰到这个就是丧失了一家的这个寡妇，就跟她这个姐妹一起，就是每一个房子都看了一遍。
And I just want to say that this woman was and is very strong.
我跟大家说，这个姐妹非常的强壮。
And going through this, losing her whole family.
就是丧失了她的一家以后，还能经过这一切。
That she gives glory to God.
她还能够把荣耀归给神。
And she says that she knows where they're at.
她说她知道他们在哪里。
And that they're in a better place.
他们在一个更好的地方。
And so this woman's faith is amazing.
所以这个姐妹的信心是何等的强。
And losing everything, she still gives glory and honor and praise to the King of Kings.
当损失了所有的时候，她还能够把一切都交给神，把荣耀归给神。
So then we were able to go to the, two nights later, the secret police, they broke into our house, and actually, we thought we were going to be killed that night.
两天以后呢，那个秘密警察，阿富汗的秘密警察就是闯进我们的家。
You know, the guns are pointed at us, and I'm looking down thinking, oh, the bullets haven't hit yet.
然后他说，枪就对准了我们，他看着我就看看自己的肚子说，哟，子弹还没打上来呢。
Yeah, Jamie says, "Oh, I hope it's not painful."
Jamie 就我的女儿 Jamie 就说，我希望不是很痛。
You know, and old Jean she covers herself up with the blanket, and she's thinking, "Oh, it's so soon, right after the last attack."
Old Jean 就说。他把那个毯子就是拦到自己头上，他说：“哇，没想到这么快。”
So the one thing I realized that night is all of our protection is from the Lord.
所以那天晚上让我想到说，我们所有的保护都是来自于神。
Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's.
不管我们生活是死，我们都是属神的。
So then we went to South Africa for a month and received some counseling and then spent the month in prayer asking God what he wanted us to do.
然后我们就去了南非，然后我们就跟神说，神啊，你叫我们干什么？
So he gave us a lot of scriptures telling us to come back to Afghanistan.
他给了我们很多的圣经的章句，告诉我们再次回到阿富汗。
He spoke to the girls in a great way and confirmed to them to come back to Afghanistan.
他们也对我的两个女儿，就是来说话，来跟我们证实我们要回阿富汗。
So let's go to Mark, Matthew. Matthew 12.
我们再回到马可福音十二章。
Matthew 12:20.
马太福音十二章。
I hope this is the right verse. Me and Ohua changed it this morning.
是十二章。
No, it's not 12:20. Which verse was it, Ohua?
It's 20, chapter 12:29.
Oh, okay, 29. Mm-hmm. 12:29. It says, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit, how can anyone enter the strong man's house and carry off his property unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house?
人怎能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具呢？除非先捆住那壮士，才可以抢夺他的家产。
Remember, I talked about Satan was come down and he was in a rage.
记得我告诉跟大刚才经文当中讲到说，撒旦就是气愤愤的下到地上来。
It's Satan's house that we're plundering.
因为是撒旦的家被那个掳掠。
And I've seen this time and time again, people that are plundering the enemy's house.Then something happens to them.
我一次一次又看见，当我们在就是抢夺就是掳掠这个撒旦的家的这些人的时候呢，事情就会发生在这些人的身上。
Happened in 2010.
在2010年的时候发生过。
And happened again last year.
去年也是这样发生。
Our friends were plundering Satan's house.
我们的朋友们是在掳掠那个撒旦的家。
You know, when you want to pick fruit off of a tree, you have to get out on the edge of the tree. It doesn't grow close to the trunk where it's safe.
当我们要摘这个果实的时候，我们一定要就是踩得高一点，因为它不会这个果实不会长在树干的边上。
It doesn't matter which country you live in. The fruit is on the edge of the tree. It's not close to the trunk.
不管你住在什么地方，这个果实的话一定是住在这个树的边上，不是会在这个树干当中。
And Verna was picking fruit off of the edge of the tree.
Verna, 这个弟兄被杀害的弟兄，他是在就是摘这个靠近树最枝边上的一颗果实。
He was plundering the enemy's house.
他是在掳掠这个敌人的家。
But I don't think that he had enough prayer support behind him to do this.
也许没有更多的那个祷告在当中。
Because we have to first bind the enemy.And then we plunder his house.
因为我们首先要先进壮士的家里呢，先要先捆住这个壮士，才可以掳掠他的家财。
And this is where that praying army comes in.
所以这个时候就是祷告的这个大军开始，就是在这个地方能够进入。
And so then in February we had another training.
所以在二月份的时候，我们又有一个培训。
And this man that was blind that had his the infection healed. He came to this training.
就是那个被医治的眼睛被医治的这个炎症被医治的这个弟兄呢，来到这个培训当中。
And it was more of a leadership training.
那是一个是一个比较就是领袖方面的一个培训。
And more of an outreach training.
不是传福音的一个培训。
So we prayed for his eye again, and God healed his eye, and his sight was restored.
然后我们为他的眼睛祷告，他的眼睛，他的视力就恢复了。
Where he could now see a button on your shirt.
他然后就能看到他的那个身上有一个这样的一个纽扣。
And then his group went from him and his family, three people in August, to 2 weeks ago we baptized another seven. There's now 31 people in this group.
然后他的家当时他们的这个就是团契呢只有三个人，他们一家三个人，后来就变成八个人，三十一个现在有。
The high school girls were walking to school one day and this girl, they were walking to school one day and this dog attacks them every day.
然后呢这个就是信徒16岁的这个姐妹呢高中生呢到学校去的时候呢每天都有这个狗来就是攻击他们。
And so now the dog runs up and he lays on his back in front of this girl.
What did he do?
He runs up to the girl and instead of attacking her, he lays on his back in front of her.
Oh, 然后但是现在呢这个狗呢如果来攻击他的时候呢他就是躺在地上。这个狗躺在地上。攻击他。
And so the other girl said, what happened? And she said, well, I prayed in the name of Jesus.
他说发生什么他说因为我是以耶稣基督的名来祷告。
And another woman was healed from kidney stones.
然后另外一个女人，她的那个肾病就被得医治，肾结石。
And so God is doing a real, this is a real sovereign move of God.
这是神啊主权的大大的彰显。
The Afghans came to me and they said, "Oh, Jim, this is the best time. We want to get 1,000 salvations this year."
啊，就是阿富汗的弟兄们，当地的弟兄们领啊基督徒就来跟我说 ，Jim, 这是一个很好的时间，我们要求向神求1000个灵魂。
And I just look at him, I think this is impossible.
我就看着他，我就说不可能。我在想这不可能。
But I'm not going to destroy his faith.
但是我不想毁坏他的信心。
I'm going to join with him and believe God for 1,000 salvations.
我要跟他加入到他的当中来，相信说神要给他们给我们一千个灵魂。
And so he wanted to get married this year.
他想来结婚，这个今年结婚。
And he said to me a couple weeks ago, "I'm not going to get married this year because when we do this outreach, I might die."
他说我还是今年别结婚了，因为如果我们做了这个一千个灵魂的这个传福音的工作的话，也许我会死去。
And so these guys are willing to put their life on the line and to go forward.
这些人都是愿意把他们的性命放在就是放在一边，能够愿意为神来来就是得取灵魂。
And then people always ask me, "What do you need? What do you need?"
很多人都来问我说你需要什么？你需要什么？
Oh well, we need money, we need everything.
是的，我们是需要金钱，我们需要很多。
But I always tell them, we want your prayers, we need your prayers.
但是我对他们每一个人都是说，我最需要的是你们的祷告，我需要你们的祷告。
Ramazan was walking down the street and he was thinking to the Lord. You know, like sometimes we carry on a mental conversation with God.
我有一个弟兄 Ramazan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 他走在路上的时候，他跟神有这样的对话。你知道，有时候我们在路上的时候，就跟神有这样的对话。
And he was thinking, "God, I want souls. I don't want money."
他就跟神说，神啊，我不要钱，我要灵魂。
You know, and we think, "Well, if I had the money, I could get the souls."
我们很多的时候觉得说，如果我有钱的话，我就能够拿到，我就能够得到这个灵魂。
But he doesn't tell the Lord this. He says, "I want souls."
但是他跟神说，我要灵魂。
So I want to go to Numbers.
我们想来看到民数记。
And I forgot the chapter.
32.
Oh, okay, you know. What is it? 33 or 32?
32. Verse 29. Verse 20.
In verse 29, it's in the middle of the verse, and Moses said to them, "If the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben, everyone who is armed for battle, will cross with you over the Jordan in the presence of the Lord, and the land will be subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not cross over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan." And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben answered, "As the Lord has said to your servants, we will do. We ourselves will cross over armed in the presence of the Lord into the land of Canaan, and the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us across the Jordan."
于是摩西对他们说，加德子孙和流便子孙，凡带兵器在耶和华面前去打仗的，若与你们一同过约旦河，那地被你们制服了，你们就要把基列地给他们为业。倘若他们不带兵器和你们同去，就要在迦南地你们中间得产业。迦德子孙和流便子孙回答说，耶和华怎样吩咐仆人，仆人就怎样行。我们要带兵器在耶和华面前过去进入迦南地，只是约旦河这边我们所得为业之地仍归我们。
Actually, I read the wrong verse. Go to verse 20.
Okay, 第二十节，摩西对他们说，你们若这样行，在耶和华面前带着兵器出去打仗，所有带兵器的人都要在耶和华面前过约旦河，等他赶出他的仇敌，那地被耶和华制服了，然后你们可以出来，向耶和华和以色列才为无罪，这地必在耶和华面前归你们为业。 倘若你们不这么行，就得罪耶和华，要知道你们的罪必追上你们。如今你们口中所出的，只管去行，为你们的夫人孩子造成，为你们的羊群造卷累卷。
Did you read through verse 23?
Yes.
This is not about what we do, but this is about what we don't do.
这不是说我们做的是什么，而是说我们没有做的是什么。
Because we're all believers and followers of Jesus.
我们都是神耶稣基督的信徒，他的跟随者。
And we're all in this together.
我们在这当中都是一体的。
And we're all a big team.
我们都是一个大的一个就是团队。
Whether we're in Afghanistan or China or Europe or America.
不管我们是在阿富汗，还是在中国，还是在欧洲，还是在美国。
And this is speaking to the tribes that stayed behind.
我们这里面是讲到那些就是留在约旦河东的那个这些支派。
And they actually had to leave and go in the battle, and they were in the front of the battle.
他们还要离开这个就是他们要跟他们一起去打仗，而且是在前线打仗。
And I would just say, seek the Lord where He wants you to be and what He wants you to do.
来寻求神，看神要你干什么，让你做什么。
Maybe He wants you to be in the forefront of the battle that's going on for China.
也许他是需要你是成为这个在前线当中打仗的。
Or for Europe.
在中国，或者是为在欧洲。
Or for Boston.
或者是为了波士顿。
But wherever the Lord speaks to you, ask Him what you can do.
但是无论神跟你说什么，问神说我能做什么。
And how can you pray to bring down the enemy's house?
然后我们能够做什么来祷告，怎么样把敌人的这个房子给就是拆毁。
Because none of us are exempt from this, and none of us get to sit back and do nothing.
我们当中没有一个人是不应该在其中没有份的，有份的。
And we all need to be in this battle for the kingdom of God.
我们都应该在这神的国当中有份。
Whether it's for our city that we live in,
无论是为了这个我们住在的城市当中，
or it's for a nation across the ocean,
或者是为了就是在另外一边的那个国家外国外。
And as I shared some of the stories, I just want you to realize great things are happening.
我给大家分享这些故事，是告诉大家说，好，伟大的事情在发生。
But like our friends, they died because we're also in a great battle.
就像我的朋友一样，他们去过死了，因为我们在同样的一个大的征战当中。
And so, ask the Lord what your part is.
来跟神问神说，我当尽重当尽的份是什么
？Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
You want to pray?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me pray for a minute. And, you know, I think I always like people to respond. I don't know if this church does that, but I always like people to respond. So at least in your heart, respond to the Lord. If He's got something special for you or some place that He wants you to go or some place, some way that He wants you to pray or...Whatever it is.
我希望大家能够有反应，也许至少在心里面有这样的反应，就是说今天神要叫我们做什么，是到哪里去，该怎么样做。
It's like I said at the beginning, history belongs to the intercessors.
历史是属于这些为在基督里面祷告的人。
You know, China didn't become open to the gospel because of what all the leaders did. It became open to the gospel because...of men and women that were on their knees and face praying.
中国没有打开他的大门让福音进去，是因为这些领袖们做的决定，是因为信徒们在神面前所付上的祷告。
So Heavenly Father,
天父，
I just come to you in the name of Jesus.
我以耶稣基督的名来到你的面前。
You are worthy of it all.
你是配得所有一切的。
To you belongs all honor and glory and power and praise.
所有一切的尊荣、权柄、荣耀都归于你。
And Father, as I've given the testimony of the great things that you've done in Afghanistan.
神啊，父亲，当我把这些在阿富汗所成就的伟大的事情跟大家分享的时候，
And as I've tried to challenge people to become involved in the kingdom of God work.
我在这里挑战大家来加入到这个神的国的事工当中。
I pray, Father, that by your Holy Spirit, that you would touch each and every person.
主啊，我啊，就是求你的圣灵来触摸我们在座的每一位。
Father, it's only you can do this.
啊，主啊，父啊，只有你能够做到这件事。
And Father, we just want to submit to you, Father, and say, what do you want us to do?
主啊，我们只顺服来到你的面前说，神啊，你让我们做什么？
How do you want us to be involved?
你让我们啊，怎么样来加入这个国度的事工当中？
In the Great Commission.
在这个伟大的传福音的大使命当中来做到什么？
So I just say, come Holy Spirit.
主啊，圣灵，请你来。
And today and tomorrow, tonight, give dreams and visions to everyone here.
主啊，给大家有这样的梦想，主啊，这样的意向。
Touch hearts and show them how real Jesus is.
摸我们的心，触摸我们的心，让我们知道说耶稣对我们来说是何等的真实。
I pray especially for the youth, Father, that you would move upon them mightily.
说我特别是为这样的青少年们来祷告，愿你在他们当中大行作为。
And bring them an understanding in their heart that nothing is more important than Jesus.
让他们知道说没有什么是比耶稣更重要。
That it's how we serve Jesus that counts for eternity.
我们怎么样来服侍耶稣来能够证明怎样能够来见证这个永恒。
And Father, whether you're calling some of them to be businessmen and women or to be missionaries, Father, we bless what you're calling them to do with their lives, Father.
也许在这些青少年当中，你会叫他们成为商人或者是不同的职业的人。主啊，我们祝福他们，让他们成为你所要让他们成为的人。
And I pray, Father, that whatever they do in their lives, whether it be business or ministry, Father, that through them the name of Jesus would be famous.
哦，主啊，不管他们，我为他们祷告说，不论他们今天以后要做什么，主啊，我为他们的祷告就是经过通过他们，耶稣的名能够成为著名。
So I just want to say you're worthy.
哦，主啊，你是何等的值得配得。
You are worthy of everything.
你配得我们所有的一切。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。